And then, just to give you another example, there's the hierarchy of the eight consciousnesses or awarenesses. This is a teaching of the Yogacara school, as some of you will be aware. And it's not so complicated as it might seem. Because first of all come the five sense consciousnesses, that is to say sight, hearing, and so on. Then there's mind consciousness, consciousness of mental objects or ideas. Then comes the defiled mind consciousness, or ego consciousness, mind consciousness defiled by ego sense, which experiences existence in terms of subject and object, I and mine, and so on, and which gives rise to craving and hatred. And finally comes the so-called store consciousness. This consciousness receives the impressions of our world actions of body, speech, and mind, that is to say our karmas, and stores them in the form of seeds until such time as circumstances permit those seeds to sprout as viparkas, or karmic consequences, by us experienced. According to some Yogacara teachers, the store consciousness has an undefiled transcendental dimension. This is sometimes referred to as a ninth consciousness. Otherwise, all eight consciousnesses are mundane. But though they are mundane, they can become transcendental. And this happens, they become transcendental, when there occurs what the Lankavatara Sutra calls a turning about. A turning about at the very deepest level of one's being. And that turning about takes place when one realizes the illusory nature of the ego. When one realizes this, the eight consciousnesses are transformed into the four awarenesses. Vijnanas, in technical terminology, are transformed into jnanas. The five sense consciousnesses are collectively transformed into the all-performing awareness of the Buddha Amoghasiddhi. Amoghasiddhi, the green Buddha, symbolizes or embodies the all-performing awareness. And then mind consciousness is transformed into distinguishing awareness, that awareness which distinguishes the minute particulars of things. This is symbolized by Amitabha, the red Buddha. The defiled mind consciousness is transformed into Ratnasambhava's awareness of sameness or equality, Ratnasambhava being the golden yellow Buddha. And finally, the store consciousness is transformed into the mirror-like wisdom, the mirror-like awareness of Akshobhya, the imperturbable, the dark blue Buddha. And it's this fourfold transformation that constitutes, according to the Yogacara teaching, enlightenment or Buddhahood. And it's consequent upon the turning about, consequent upon the realization of the illusory nature, the ultimately illusory nature of the ego. Now, the eight consciousnesses of the Yogacara obviously constitute a hierarchy, especially if we accept that the store consciousness has an undefiled transcendental dimension. But the real hierarchy here is not eightfold, or ninefold even, it is twofold. And this twofold hierarchy is the hierarchy of what I've called consciousness and awareness. That is to say, the hierarchy of vijnana and jnana. And we may say that this distinction between vijnana and jnana is of absolutely fundamental importance. It's of fundamental importance for Buddhism. It's of fundamental importance for spiritual life. We can even say that it's of fundamental importance, ultimately, for civilization and culture itself. So let me say just a few words about these two terms.